This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There you are with your kids, or maybe just by yourself too, that's all right, waiting to be seated at a restaurant or at an arcade or something, and you kill some time trying to win a stuffed animal in one of those claw machine games. And of course, you almost never win because those things are fixed. They are fixed. I tell you, Phil Edwards wrote about it for Vox. Phil, thanks a lot for coming on.
Good to be here.
This falls squarely in the category of, I knew it! I knew these things were rigged. How did you find out? How'd you prove it?
Well, I have been a zealous claw machine player all of my life, and that led me to want to look up some of the instruction manuals. And it actually didn't require very thorough investigative work, because a lot of the manufacturers put it up right there on the internet that claw machines are easily programmable and that they can be programmed to maximize profit for the vendor.
All right, get me to the nitty-gritty. How are they stealing my money?
So when I started this, I thought that claw machines were rigged in a couple of ways. I thought that maybe these stuffed animals were packed really tightly, or that the claw simply didn't work at all. But it turns out that it's a lot more insidious than that. What they can regulate is the claw strength. So every time that the claw reaches down and you try to grab an animal, they have the ability to program in the voltage that will be given to the claw.
No way.
So a lot of the times, only one out of 24 times, will that claw be strong enough to actually grab the animal. And then after that, it gets even worse, because they can also program in the dropping skill, which means that they'll give you a chance to grab the animal.
Yeah.
The animal will float up. You'll think that you have victory in your hands.
Of course, of course.
And then it'll drop it before it gets to the prize chute, and you put in another 50 cents
of course
and feel
you
like
do.
You
yeah.
have to try again.
I am going to reveal myself to be a total rube here, and while I suspected a little bit that they were rigged, I sort of thought I had an honest chance to win a panda bear.
I did too. People thought that I was naive, and I had a suspicion that there were just bad claw machines
or claw machines that
didn't work well, but I didn't think that they were rigged so precisely to maximize the profit.
They can also do it so that you only win like X number of times played, right? There's a whole thing about that.
Yeah, and basically what they can do is they can ensure that the claw will only get high power a certain percentage of the time, and in turn, they'll make sure that you can't guess when the claw will get that high power. They randomize it over a set of games. So that means that you can't just stand there waiting for the one time when the claw machine will have full power, because it's randomized. So it's a very smart program that's trying to manipulate you as delicately as possible into spending money.
50 cents at a time.
Yes.
Since you ran this video on Vox, the manuals have been taken down, right?
It's been very interesting to see the responses. Some of the manuals have disappeared from the websites. Other responses have come from like industry publications that have raised some objections to the article that I think are worth saying. They say that a lot of claw machine owners self-police, and it is true that there could be a kind-hearted claw machine owner who wants his claw machine to have a really good reputation in the community. However, the problem is that we still don't know which claw machines are claw machines and which ones are the evil ones, so it's kind of a crapshoot.
Now here's the $64,000 question. Knowing what you know now, are you still going to play?
Oh, I already have. Since I've written it, I've already spent a dollar in those things. And now I have the added benefit that every time somebody wins a claw machine prize, they let me know immediately. So,
Phil Edwards, he's a reporter at Vox. Phil, thanks very much.
Thank you.